Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's right. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yep.
We're seeing a lot of red here at Caesars Arena. They must be participating in the Valentine's Day celebration.
Yeah. Sure. Happy VD, as always. Be careful. Spread the love, if you know what I mean. and be careful out there. Right. No, I'm serious.
Oh, yeah.
Spread the love. That's what Valentine's Day is all about. And as I always say, if you haven't gotten your lovely one anything yet, all you need to do is give her a peck and a poke. That's all they really need. You don't need to be going to buy other stuff than the nudie pajamas.
See, I feel like that would be true for the guys in the relationship. Like, we don't need the chocolate or a gift. We want the peck and the poke, but the reverse. Like, we want, you know, the ability to be able to deliver that.
I think it's mutual, right?
Yeah.
I think both sides should want it.
Well, I would hope so.
So, have some great loving out there tonight. That's what I'm saying. That's my point. And in the meantime, we'll deliver some sterling sports insight to you, including...
Will we?
Yes.
Okay.
At 6:32, a great tipping story. Great tipping story involving sports. But first, this D'Antonio Brown story that has swept the area, right?
No, not just the area. The entire NFL, basically.
The entire nation. Literally, every fan base in every city is like, what do we got to do to get Antonio Brown? What do we got to do? What do we got to do? All right. And because Lions fans and the Lions often seem defeatist here, no one thinks the Lions will be in it, right? Nope, it's going to be Green Bay. They're going to get them. And what, Arizona? And what are the odds are Green Bay won?
Well, be fair. The Lions aren't interesting. They don't ever do anything aggressive. So it kind of makes sense why people are doubting it.
Well, no. But why would that be? Because, hello, we've been told that they've this quarterback that everyone in the league loves and respects. You hear from other players talk about, boy, Stafford with that big arm and that deep throw and – wouldn't that be a lure for Antonio Brown? Wouldn't that be? And I'll just go on the record. We've talked about it a little bit, but we haven't gone, so to speak, whole hog yet.
Whoa. Speaking of loving. Okay.
Outside of the first-round pick, number 8 overall, I'd give up anything, any pick. Second, third, excuse me, fourth. Two twos, a two and a three.
Oh, God, did Sully get you sick as well?
No. I was yelling. Yeah.
Making sure. No, I understand what you're driving at here. I'm just having a hard time believing that the Steelers aren't going to be able to get a first-round pick out of this. Or, based on the Le'Veon Bell situation and how they did the long play and basically said, fine, you don't want to play? Go ahead, sit out a year. You know, lose out on some of that money, even though they have to pay him $2.5 million on March 17th.
That's the thing.
I still think the Steelers have shown they are petty enough that I don't know that they are going to be willing to take a $20 million dead cap hit to trade away Antonio Brown. I also don't think they're going to be willing to trade him away for peanuts on the dollar. I think they'd be willing to wait, pay him $2.5 million on March 17th, and see what happens. Wait and get that first-round pick. Get that bigger offer later in the offseason.
Well, people in Pittsburgh don't seem to think that. They think the March 17th deadline, that they owe the $2.5 million roster bonus, is kind of the deadline. And which should, in that short time span, that should drive the price down for him. Shouldn't it? Now, I know it's kind of ridiculous. Some people, there was an article in Pittsburgh today where it said, The Steelers just have to do whatever they can. They got to get rid of him. They would even just give him up for a conditional seventh-round pick. That's what a writer wrote, which I know is being extravagant or over the top, but they are at the point now, and they, I don't know whether it's fans or the Steelers, but they are seem to be at the point where, okay, we're just going to have to get for him what we can. And you say, no. They're going to get, well, wait a minute. When things come to this level, doesn't the team that's selling somebody end up getting not much at all? Like
he's put them in a very bad position, yes.
Right. The Bears gave up a lot for Khalil Mack, but that was during the season. It wasn't – Khalil Mack wasn't necessarily – you know, well, I guess he was sort of forcing his way out, but it didn't. It was still during the season where you could help. I think this price for Antonio Brown, I think it's going to drop. And once it drops outside the first round, you have to go for it. And I mean, I'm saying this to Bobby Q, Bob Quinn, and Lions fans.
He's got
to
be listening right now.
Yeah, he is. You don't have to be defeatist and say, well, that doesn't fit in with our plan. And no. The plan is also to get playmakers. Forget about the locker room and whether or not he'd be a cancer in the locker room, which I don't think he would be. I think he'd be determined to prove himself and stick it up the Steelers' butts. So, yes, go for it.
Okay.
Now.
Would this be a giant black eye on the Lions and Bob Quinn and what they're trying to build here, if, say, Antonio Brown gets traded to the Packers for a second, third, fourth, you know, late-round pick, whatever it might be, if the Lions don't get him when the asking price is that low, is it a black eye for Bob Quinn? The phone number is 248-539-9797. And look,
yes,
okay,
it
simply,
would be. Yes.
Sure. Yeah, from that standpoint, okay, if it's going to be a lower pick, it's a small asking price, I totally understand that. I would just be more focused in the on the field, because it was pretty evident last year when Kenny Golladay was the only weapon, the only option really that you had at the wide receiver position, that offense was a total disaster. It's clear
yes.
He needs some help. He needs somebody that is going to take a little bit of pressure off him. I do think it makes complete sense. I just don't think it fits in what Daryl Bevel and Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia are going to be going for. I don't think they want flash. I don't think they want
it's not even wanting
a potential
flash.
Headache.
It's wanting, as he said, playmakers. We have to do a better job of getting weapons and playmakers for Matt Stafford, okay? So if you're doubling down on supporting Stafford, they're not going to draft a quarterback at number 8, okay? Stop with that. They're not.
It'd be nice.
Maybe next
yeah.
year they're not going to. So if you're use your own words against him. They have to get, and that's as big of a playmaker as you're going to get. You're not going to draft a receiver in the first round. And they need tight ends, too, so you're going to have to use a draft pick on that. To me, it makes perfect sense, and it doesn't not fit into the plan because the plan is fluid. The plan is to get playmakers. And Antonio Brown, that doesn't change your focus of wanting to run the ball. If anything, it helps your focus of wanting to run the ball. Do you know how many times he would, with Golladay on one side and Antonio Brown on the other, one of the two of them would be behind the secondary and Stafford would overthrow him? No, I didn't say that part. I did not say that part.
Well, that's a separate issue.
Stafford would drop it right into the basket, right? Okay, he would. To me, it's a no-brainer. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. And I'm telling you, it just like Lions fans were PO'd, rightly so, when the Bears anted up for Khalil Mack, can you imagine, like you said, if the Packers got Antonio Brown for assault?
No, it'd be hilarious, honestly, because that's exactly what would happen to the Lions. The moment that maybe they got, you know, a good general manager, they felt like maybe they were turning a corner, that's when the Packers go balls to the wall, the Bears get really good, the Vikings are really good, and the Lions are the worst team in the division. It'd be laughable. It really would at that point. Okay, based on what we have seen out of Bob Quinn and the way that they've gone about things, the offense that they want to run, the boring moves that they have made, not overpaying anyone, keeping everyone on affordable deals, I can't sit here and say I think it could happen.
I don't care if you can't envision it. They need to envision. You're right. Based on the limited history we have, I would think they wouldn't do it either. But there's no excuse not to do it. And I'm not buying any of the excuse he doesn't fit the offense. I mean, he certainly would.
He can fit into any offense.
He's affordable. Let's be real. What's he, $12 million salary?
It's not that bad. Because of the signing bonus that he got, it Fs the Steelers up more so than the team that gets him.
Absolutely. And if, in fact, you get second-round pick or even lower, I don't think it screws your draft up at all. And I don't want to hear too many people get caught up in the history, like, well, the Lions had Kelvin Johnson. What did that ever get them? Well, nothing, obviously. But they didn't have necessarily Kenny Golladay with Calvin. And you still have Marvin Jones. You could trade him for a pick or something, or keep him, have three really good receivers.
Well, it's interesting you just brought that up. It's almost like you jumped into my head, because I was going to say, with Marvin Jones, I mean, look, the Steelers clearly trying to get, you know, a pick, but couldn't you make the case that if you're going to only be able to get a third or a fourth round pick for Antonio Brown, and the Lions want to trade a guy in Marvin Jones, wouldn't that almost be a swap, like a fifth round pick in Marvin Jones? Don't the Steelers still want a productive wide receiver, a guy who has a chance to be a deep threat? I mean, Marvin Jones is a very capable receiver in this league. He's
look
no Antonio Brown, but he's not this, you know, cast off, you know, loser. He can play, and he's affordable. He makes $8 million a year.
Look at you doing some thinking. Where did you find that? Where did you dig that up?
No, I don't know.
It popped in your head. Because I like that idea, because there's been some talk that they want to move on from Marvin Jones, and I'm not sure why. I think he's good.
Well, of course.
But I don't – maybe they want to – well, he is a good deep threat, too.
And he seems like a good teammate, and I got to believe that's a high priority right now in Pittsburgh based on the situation they had with Le'Veon Bell and now Antonio Brown. And it's not like the Steelers are going into a rebuild. Roethlisberger's back. They think that they are just going to move forward, add some pieces, and still be at the, you know, near the top of the AFC, you know, right?
Yeah. And I heard somebody go, who's the crazy guy on before us with the runny nose?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I heard somebody calling it, and Valenti was right on this, you know, the concern about, that culture and the lot. The Lions don't have a culture. They're trying to create a culture, but they don't have a winning culture that could be destroyed or torn asunder at all. And not that necessarily Antonio. I go back to, he's had seven consecutive years averaging about 1,400 yards receiving. What was so debilitating? Yeah, it was bad at the end, and he did sort of quit on his team at the end, but redemption is a pretty good motivating aspect.
248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. If you're a Lions fan and you see, say, the Packers get involved, get Antonio Brown for a lower pick, is that a giant black eye? Do you essentially lose a lot of faith in Bob Quinn and the direction of this organization if the Lions don't make a play and don't go out there and make a bold move and get Antonio Brown? It's Bogey and Wojo, 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.